以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不加梵文原意，第九章，世界四到七，时间1966年11月24日，地点纽约。
Maya tatvidam sadbam jagat abhaktamutina matthani sarvabhutani nacha aham teshu avasthita。So, this verse we have discussed last day.
这世界我们上一天讨论了。
The Lord says that all the universal planets, they are resting on my energy.
主说，宇宙中一切星宿是由我的能量所支撑的。
The weightlessness energy, according to the modern materialistic science, how it is possible?
这在当代的物质主义的科学中被称为失重，这是怎么做到的呢？
That weightlessness we cannot manufacture.
我们制造不了的失重。
It is by nature's law.
这是由于自然的法律
of course modern scientists they take nature as the supreme
当然现代的科学家们他们把自然当成是至尊的
but Bhagavad Gita or the persons who are theistic they do not take nature as the supreme
但是佛教梵歌或者说那些有神论者们他们不把自然当成是自尊的。
Supreme is the Lord.
主是自尊者。
Behind the nature, there is Lord.
在自然的背后是主。
We'll find in the Bhagavad Gita.
在《不教梵歌》中说到。
Maya dhakshena prakriti syate sa characharam hetunanena kauntiya jagadvi parivartate. The Lord says.Maya Dhakshina
主说 Maya Dhakshina
Maya Dhakshina means under my superintendence under my superintendence
Maya Dhakshina 意思是在我的管辖控制之下
So material nature cannot play such wonderful thingsUnless there is hand behind it, the Lord's hand.
如果说在物质自然的背后没有一只手，主的手在那里，物质自然不可能这么奇妙。
That is to be accepted.
我们应该接受这一点。
You cannot see, you cannot give an example where material things are automatically working.
你举不出任何的例子。物质的东西会自动的工作。
You have no such example in your experience.
在你的经验中没有这样的例子。
Matter is inert.
物质是没有活性的。
Without spiritual touch, there is no possibility of acting.
没有灵性的接触，物质不可能活动。
Matter cannot act automatically.
物质不会自动的活动。
Just like you take for example a nice arrangement of machine, wonderful. But unless a person touches that machinery, it cannot work.
比如说一架非常奇妙的机器，安排的非常好，但除非有一个人去碰它，它不能工作。
It cannot work.
他不能工作。
And what is that person?
那个人是谁呢？
That person is a spirit, the driver, the engineer.
那个驾驶者，那个工程师，他是一个灵魂。
He is a spirit.
他是个灵魂。
So without spiritual touch, nothing can move.
因此，没有灵性的接触，一切都不会移动。
It is simply.Ignorance that we say that matter is moving automatically.
如果我们说物质是自动的在移动，那只是愚昧。
No, that is not possible.
那是不可能的。
You cannot show any example, within your experience or in the history that matter is moving automatically. No.
无论在你的经验中或从历史上，你举不出任何的例子，物质会自动的移动。不。
So, the Lord says that all these planets, all this universe, they are resting on my impersonal energy.
主说，所有这些星宿，所有这些宇宙，它们都是由我的非人格的能量所支撑的。
So his energy is impersonal, but he is person.
他的能量是非人格的，但他是个人。
He is person.
他是个人。
We have so many examples in our experience that a person, by his energy, he can, play wonders by his energy, but still the person remains as person.
在我们经验中有那么多例子，一个人通过他的能量可以做那么多奇妙的事情，但那个人仍旧是一个人。
Because he is expanding energy in various ways, he does not become impersonal.
尽管他在以不同的方式扩展他的能量，他并没有成为非人格的。
So if an ordinary man in this world, he can expand his energy in various ways, and at the same time he can remain a person, why not the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
如果说这个世界上的一个普通人，他能够以不同的方式扩展他的能量，在同时他仍旧是个人，那为什么自尊人格神做不到这点呢？
So, that impersonal feature of the Lord is his energy. But the Lord himself is a person.
因此，主的非人格的特征是他的能量，但主本人是个人。
Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. Just like we are person, so he is also person.
正如我们是人，他也是人。
But he is the supreme person.
但他是至尊的人。
We are all dependent person.
我们都是附属的人。
That is the difference.
那是区别。
He is the supreme person.
他是至尊的人。
The Lord says again, Nacha Masani.
主又说 ,Nacha Masani.
Mata Masani Bhutani Pasame Jogamai Saram. Now you can say, though Lord may be overburdened because he is bearing so many.
你可能会说，主负担太重了，因为他扛着这么多的星宿。
Just like with our material conception, just we see, we have seen the picture of Atlas.One stout man is bearing a big planet on his head.
正如用我们物质的概念，我们看见过阿特拉斯的图片，一个强壮的人用脑袋支撑着一个巨大的星宿。
So we may think, though Lord is bearing so many big, huge planets on his shoulder, he must be troubled.
我们可能想。主肩膀上扛着这么多巨大的沉重的星宿，他一定非常累。
No, the Lord says, "Nacha Masani Bhutani Pasame Jogamai Saram." Although they are in my energy, still they are not in me.
但是主说，尽管他们在我的能量中，他们不在我之中。
Pasame Jogamai Saram, this is my mystic power.
这是我的玄秘的力量。
Pasame Jogamaisaram Bhutavit Nacha Bhutastha Mamatma Bhutabhavana I am maintaining all these living entities.
我在维系这所有的生物体。
Bhutavit Bhutastha and my energy is all pervading, is still, I'm not there.
我的能量是遍存万有的，但是我不在那里。
Pasamaya Yogamaisam, this is his mystic power.
这是他的玄秘的力量。
Nanu ati gurum bharam bahataste mahan kheda sadhiti chitta ha ghatado udaka ani eva bharabhutani cha bhutani sanstishtani maina santi tarihi masthani sarvabhutani tukti virudheti chitta traha pasheti this is the wonderful power, inconceivable power.That he is everywhere, but still he is aloof. He is aloof from that place.
这是奇妙的、不可思议的力量。他到处都在，但他仍旧远离那个地方。
We can feel his energy, but we cannot see, because in this material life we cannot see.
我们能感到他的能量。但我们看不到，因为用着物质的眼睛，我们看不到。
But when we develop our spiritual quality, we sanctify our senses, then even within his energy we can see.
但是当我们培养了我们灵性的品质，我们圣化了感官，那么即便在他的能量中，我们也能看见他。
Take for example, just like electric power.It's transmitted everywhere. There is wiring.
举个例子，就好比电能被通过电线传到每个地方。
Now, if some electrician is there, he can take electric power from anywhere and utilize electricity.
如果有电工的话，他可以从任何地方得到电能，利用着电。
Similarly, his energy is spread all over the universe.
类似的，主的能量是遍布整个宇宙的。
When we are transcendentally situated, just like the when we become the electrician, then from anywhere we can see God eye to eye.
当我们处于超人的地位，就像电工一样，从任何地方我们都能面对面的看见神。
Premanjana Churita.Bhakti Bilochanena, that creation, spiritualization of the senses is possible by devotional service and love.
这一感官的灵性化是由奉献服务和爱变得可能。
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena, Santas Sadaiva Ridayesu Bilochanena. Therefore, as the Lord says, the The Lord is all pervading all over the universe.
正如主所说的，主是遍布整个宇宙。
Therefore, He is within the stone, He is within the heart, He is within the water, He is within the earth, everywhere.
因此，他是在石头中，他是在土中，他是在水中，他在空气中，到处都在。
Therefore, if we make an image of God from anything, either of water, either of stone, either of anything, that is not dull.
因此，如果我们用任何东西制造神的塑像，用水、用石头或任何东西，那都不是偶像。
That is also God.
那也是神。
If we have got sufficient devotion.That image also will speak with me. Because God is everywhere.
如果我有足够的奉献，那塑像也能够和我讲话，因为神是到处都在的。
Maya tatamidam sadmam, I am spread all over, impersonal.
Maya tatamidam sadmam, 我遍布一切，非人格的。
But if we make his personal form from anything,Either from the stone, or from earth, or from wood, or from anything, or if we create an image of God within myself.
如果我们用任何东西制造它的人格的形体，或者是从石头，或者用土，或者用木头，或者在我们自己之内制造神的塑像。
There are 8 kinds of images recommended in the Shastra, in the Vedic literature.
在 Shastra 中，在伟大文献中，推荐了八种塑像。
So any kind of images can be worshipped because God is everywhere.
任何一种塑像都可以崇拜，因为神是到处都在的。
You can say that why God should be worshipped in images, not in his original form, spiritual form.
你可能会说，为什么要在神的塑像中崇拜神，而不是直接崇拜他的原始的灵性的形体？
Yes. That may be a question.
是的，那是个问题。
But I cannot see spiritual form.
但是我看不到灵性的形体。
That is my difficulty.
那是我的困难。
My senses are so imperfect that I cannot see God immediately in his spiritual form.
我的感官是那么不完美，我不能直接看到神的灵性的形体。
Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he appears before you as you can see him.
因此，出于他超然的仁慈，他以你所能见到他的方式展现在你面前。
We cannot see just now with our material eyes except stone, earth, wood, something tangible.
现在用我们的物质眼睛，我们只能看见石头、土、木头，一些可触知的东西。
Therefore, he becomes, these forms are called Archavatar, incarnation of Archa.
因此他变成，这些形体被称为 Archavatar 了， Archa 的化身。
Conveniently presented by the Supreme Lord, so that we can actually see.
是由至尊主以方便的形式展示的，使我们能真正看到它。
But the result will be that in the image, if you concentrate your energy, and if you love and offer your, devotion, that will be responded, even from that image. There are many instances.
但结果是，如果你在塑像中集中你的能量，如果你有爱和奉献，那么即便塑像也会回报。有许多这样的例子。
There are many, many instances. I will cite one story.
有许多的例子，我可以讲一个故事。
It's a very interesting story.
非常有趣的故事。
If you go to India, you will find one nice temple in Orissa.
如果你去印度，你会发现在 Orissa 有座很好的庙宇。
It is called the Temple of Witness Gopal.
被称为证人 Gopala 的庙宇。
Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal.
Witness Gopal.
证人 Gopal.
This Gopal was situated in a temple at Vrindavan.
这个 Gopal 原先是在 Vrindavan 的一个庙宇里。
Now two Brahmins, one young and one old,They went to visit Vrindavan, the place of pilgrimage.
有两个 Brahmana, 一个年老，一个年幼，他们去朝拜圣地 Vrindavan.
And the old man, because at that time there was no railway, the journey was very hard sea.
在那时候没有铁路，旅程是非常困难的。
The old man felt very obliged, and.He began to say to the young man, my dear boy, he have done so much nice service to me, I am obliged to you.
对老人感到他欠了很多，他对年轻人说，我亲爱的孩子，你对我进行这么多很好的服务，我欠你许多。
So, I must return that service.
我一定要回报那服务。
I must give you some reward.
我一定要给你一些回报。
So the young man said, oh, my dear sir, you are old man, you are just like my father, so it is my duty to serve you, to give you all comforts.
这年轻人说，我亲爱的先生，您是位老人，你就像我的父亲一样，因此服务你，给你提供便利是我的义务。
I don't require any reward.
我不需要任何回报。
Formerly, the boys were so gentle.
先前的孩子们都是这么的温和的。
And still there are many boys like that.
当然现在也有许多这样的孩子。
So, the old man also thought that, no, I am obliged to you, I must reward you.
这个老人仍旧想，不，我欠你许多，我一定要回报你。
So he promised that, I shall get you married with my youngest daughter.
因此他提议说，我要让你和我最年轻的女儿结婚。
Now the old man was very rich man, and the young man was not rich.
这个老人是非常富裕的人，这个孩年轻人不是很富裕。
Poor.
他是贫穷的。
Although he was Brahmin, learned.
尽管他是 Brahmin 的，有学问的。
So he said that you are promising, you don't promise this because your kinsmen, your family men will not agree.
他说，你不要这样许诺，因为你的家人，他们不会同意。
I am poor man, and you are rich man, you are aristocratic.
我是穷人，你是富人，你来自于贵族家庭。
So it will be not, this marriage will not take place. No.
这婚姻不会发生。
Don't promise in that way before the deity.
不要这样在神像面前许诺。
It is not good, because it is there.
这是不好的，因为神像在这里。
But he has firm faith that Krishna is hearing.
但他有坚定的信心 ，Krishna 是在听着。
And because the talks were going on in the temple.
因为这谈话是在庙里进行的。
So it will not be fulfilled.
他说这不会被实现的。
No, because the old man becomes still more persistent. Oh, my daughter, I shall offer you. Who can forbid me?
但这个老人仍旧坚持，不，我要把我的女儿嫁给你，谁能阻止我？
So in this way, when they came back, one day the old man proposed to his eldest son that your youngest sister should be married with that boy that I have promised.
就这样。当他们回去之后，有一天，这个老人对他的长子说：“你的最年轻的妹妹应该嫁给那个孩子，这我许诺了。”
the eldest son of that old man become very angry. Oh, how you have selected that boy to be husband of my sister? He's unfit. He's poor man. He's not so educated.
这个老人的长子变得非常气愤。啊，你怎么挑选那个孩子成为我妹妹的丈夫？他是不适合的，他是穷人，他没有受过教育。
Oh, this cannot take place.
这不能发生。
You see, he did not agree.
他不同意。
Then the mother of the girl, he came to the old man.
这个，女孩的母亲，她对着老人说。
Oh, if you get my daughter married with that boy, then I shall commit suicide.
如果你把我的女儿嫁给那个孩子，那我要自杀。
Now the old man is perplexed.
这个老人非常困惑。
Then one day, the boy was anxious that the old man promised before the deity. Now he's not coming.
有一天，那个男孩焦急地在想，这个老人在神像面前许诺了，现在他却不来。
So he one day came to his house. Well, my dear sir, you promised before.The Lord Krishna, and you are not fulfilling your promise.
有一天，他去他的家里，我亲爱的先生，您在主 Krishna 面前许诺了，为什么你不实现你的诺言？
Who is that?
为什么这样？
The old man was silent because you are praying to Krishna that I am now perplexed. If I persist in offering this daughter to this boy, now there will be great trouble in my family.
这个老人保持沉默，他在向 Krishna 祈祷。我现在很困惑，如果坚持要把我的女儿嫁给这个孩子，那我家里会产生大麻烦。
So you are silent.
因此他沉默的。
So in the meantime, the eldest son came out, and he began to call the dog. You plundered my father in the place of pilgrimage.
在这个时候，长子出来了，他开始和他争吵。啊，你在圣地。抢劫了我的父亲。
you gave him some LSD or something, intoxication.
你给了他一些 LSD 或者毒品。
You took all the money from my father.
你从我父亲那里抢走所有的钱。
Now you say that he has promised to offer you my younger sister, you fool.
你现在说他许诺把我的最年轻的妹妹嫁给你，你这个傻瓜。
He began to say like that.
他开始那样的说话。
Then all the neighboring gentlemen, they go, what is the trouble? Yeah, there is so much howling.
就是说邻居的绅士们他们都过来了啊，有什么麻烦，为什么这么多争吵
啊、ah, this is the, do you think sir, that this boy is fit for my sister? We are aristocratic family and this and that.
这怎么回事啊，先生，你认为这个孩子适合嫁给我的妹妹吗？我们是贵族的家庭还是这个那个
so the young man could understandThe old man is still agreeable, but this, his sons and family members, as he suggested, they are not agreeable.
这年轻人能够明白，这老人仍旧是同意的，但是他的儿子和家庭成员，正如他自己所说的，他们不会同意。
So he explained the whole thing before all the gentlemen who came, that this is the fact.
因此他在所有前来的绅士面前解释了这件事情，啊，事实是这样的。
Now he promised.Now, for the sake of his son and wife, he cannot fulfill his promise.
他许诺了，但是由于他的儿子和妻子，他无法实现他的诺言。
This was a promise before the law.
这是在主面前的一个许诺。
In the meantime, the old man's eldest son was atheist.
这个老人的长子，他是个无神论者。
He voluntarily says, "Well, if your God comes and..." witness, then I shall offer my sister.
他自重地说，如果你的神过来给作证，那我可以把我的妹妹嫁给你。
But he was confident that God will come. He said, yes, I shall ask God, I shall ask Krishna to come and give witness.
但是他非常有信心神会来，他说好吧，我要问，我去问神，去要求 Krishna 过来作证。
So,Now, before all gentlemen, this was done.
这是在所有的绅士面前发生的。
Then the young man said, all right, let us now come to agreement that I shall call Krishna from Vrindavan to give witness in this matter. And when he comes, he will have to.
这个年轻人说，那好吧，现在我们达成这一协议，我要从 Vrindavan 叫来 Krishna 作证，而如果他来了，那你必须要这样做。
All the other gentlemen, they also persisted, so there was some agreement.
所有在场的绅士们，他们都同意，因此达成这样的协议。
So this boy went again to Vrindavan, this Gopal, and he prayed.
因此这个男孩再次去了 Vrindavan, 到他的 Gopal 那里。
That sir, you have to go with me.
他祈祷说，主啊，你要跟着我走。
He was so staunch devotee.Just like talking with friends.
他是这样坚强的奉献者，就像在和朋友谈话一样。
He did not think that is a statue.
他并没有想这是神塑像。
It is him. He is a God. That was his conviction.
他知道神，那是他的坚定的信仰。
So, God said, "How do you think that a statue can go with you? I'm a statue. I cannot go."
因此神说，你怎么认为一个塑像能够跟着你走呢？我是个塑像，我不能走路。
Then this boy replied, well, if a statue can speak, he can go out.
这个孩子回答说，如果一个塑像能够讲话，他当然也能走路。
Krishna said, all right, I shall go with you.
然后 Krishna 说，那好吧，我跟着你走。
Then there are some arrangement that you will not see me, but I will go it.
然后进行一些安排，你看不见我，但我会跟着你走。
I will go with you, and you will hear the sound of my nopo.
我会跟着你走，而你能听见我的 nopo 的声音。
The nopo is an instrument which is fixed up in the leg of Krishna.
Nopo.是在 Krishna 的腿上的一个器具。
It sounds like chin 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 just like.
这声音是轻轻轻轻。
So he was going with him and daily he was offering some foodstuff taking alms from the village.
他在跟着他走，每天他都供奉一些食物，从村子里化缘。
In this way he was coming, but when he came in the precincts of the village, of his own village, he could not hear the sound of the Nupur.
就这样他回来了，但他当他到了他自己的村庄，他听不见奴仆的声音。
So he saw back, oh, where is Krishna?
因此他往回看，啊 ，Krishna 在哪里
？He saw that statue there.
他看见塑像站在那里。
The statue is standing. So he informed all the villagers that Lord has come.
因此他通知所有的村民们，主前来作证了。
To be witness. And it is about some thousands of years before this thing happened.
这是在成千上万年之前发生的。
People were convincing, yes, there was no such a big statue this boy could not bring.
人们都信服了，这是这么大的一个塑像，这个孩子不可能自己把它带过来。
So they believed, and there was a temple constructed by the king of that country.
因此他们相信了，那个国家的国王建造了一座庙宇。
And still the temple is there, and it is named, the Lord is named as Sakshi Gopal.
庙宇仍旧在那里，那些主被命名为 Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal, Gopal means, Gopal is the name of Krishna's boyhood.
Gopal 是 Krishna 孩童时的名字。
So, because he came to give witness in that controversy, so that temple is still there.
他前来在那个争议中作证，那个庙宇仍旧在那里。
So the whole idea is the statue, because God is everywhere. See, he's also in statue.
整个的要点是，因为神到处都在，他也在塑像中。
God is everywhere. How can you say that he's not in statue?
神到处都在，你怎么能说他不在塑像中呢？
Is he also in statue?
他也在塑像中。
So it is my devotion, it is my qualification that I can induce that statue to speak with me.
因此，这取决于我的奉献，我的资格，我能够使塑像跟我说话。
Just like the same, if I am electrician, then I can fit any electrical instrument or machine or light from the electric energy which is all over.
正如如果我说电工，我能到处接上电器、电灯，利用到处都在的电能。
Similarly, God's energy, He is present everywhere.
类似的，神的能量。也是到处都在的。
When we are advanced in spiritual consciousness, then we can see God everywhere.
当我们在灵性知觉中进步了，我们能到处看见神。
Maya tatamidam sattvam jagat abhaktam bhutina. So he is everywhere, and he is not everywhere also.
他是到处都在，他也不是到处都在。
Just like you have got this post box. The post box means the post office.
正如你有邮箱，邮箱意味着邮局。
You put your letter, it will go to the destination because it is authorized.
你把你的信放在里面，它能够到达目的地，因为那是经授权的。
Similarly, the authorized deity established in a temple, that is worshipped by thousands and thousands of men in India still.
类似的，这授权的神像在设立在庙宇中，是在印度被成千上万的人崇拜着，到今天也是这样。
There was an occasion to worship the temple of Jagannath at Puri. In one day, about 600,000 people assembled there. In one day.
有一次在普里崇拜加格纳特庙宇的一个场合。在一天中聚集了大约60万人。
So still, India, they have got this way and they worship the deity in the temple.
因此在印度他们仍旧有这样的信心，他们在庙宇中崇拜神像。
There are thousands and thousands of temples.
有成千上万的庙宇。
And they receive the result.
他们也获得这样结果。
They are happy.
他们快乐。
So, if we are prepared to accept these things and do according to the devotional rules and regulations, then it is possible for us to see God anywhere and everywhere.
如果我们也准备接受这些事情，按照奉献服务的原则规则做，那么我们也可能在到处看见神。
It requires our own qualification.
这需要我们自己的资格。
But at the same time, nacha masthani bhutani pasami yogamishram. Bhuta vit nacha bhutastha mamatma bhuta bhavana. So, he is that energy is spread all over the universe, all over the world, and by his energy he can present anywhere and everywhere.
他的能量是遍布所有的宇宙整个世界的，通过他的能量他能够到处都在。
But at the same time he is not in everywhere and everywhere.
但同时他又不是到处都在的。
The conclusion is when his devotee is there, he can manifest himself in everywhere and anywhere.
结论是当他的奉献者在那里，他能够到处展现他自己。
But when there is no devotee, he is not there.
但是没有奉献者的地方，他不在那里。
All his energy is there.
尽管他的能量在那里。
There are many instances.
有许多例子。
Prahlad Maharaj, he saw Krishna from the pillar.
Prahlad Maharaj, 他看见 Krishna 在柱子中。
That's a long story. I shall recite some other day.
这是个很长的故事，我可以换一天讲给你们听。
So God can manifest Himself from anywhere and everywhere because He is present. But He requires my qualification to see.
神是可以从任何地方展现他自己的，因为他是到处都在的，但需要我自己的资格来看见他。
It requires my qualification.
需要我的资格。
If I am qualified enough.
如果我有足够的资格。
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochane. If I have developed such consciousness, such love, transcendental love for God, then I can see Him everywhere and anywhere. Any place.
如果我培养了这样的自觉，有这样的对神的超然的爱，那么我能够到处看见他。
From picture, from statue.
从图片中，从塑像中。
If statue without picture within myself, in air, in water, everywhere I can see.
在塑像中，在图片中，在我自己中，在空气中，在水中，任何地方我都能看见。
That is possible. He's giving a nice example here.
他这里给了一个很好的例子。
Jathakashasthito nityang vayu sarvatrago mahan. Tatha sarvani bhutani masthani tu upadharaya. He says, Jathakashasthito nityang vayu. The air is situated in the sky. Everyone knows it, that air is passing or blowing within the sky.
他说空气是在天空中，每个人都知道空气在天空中吹来吹去。
Nityang vayu sarvatrago mahan, and it is blowing everywhere. You cannot find out any place where there is no air.
他吹到每个地方，你不能发现一个地方没有空气。
If you want to drive out air, then you have to make by machine, by vacuum, airtight.
如果你想要排出空气，你必须得使用机器进行密闭。
Otherwise, air is everywhere.
不然的话，空气是到处都在的。
Jathakasa sthito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan. As the air is spread all over, anywhere. Similarly, tathā sarvāni bhūtāni masthāni tu budhārayo. Similarly, everything that is there, that is existing, it is within me.
正如空气是遍布所有地方的, 类似的, 一切存在的东西, 都在我之内。
It is within me.
是在我之内。
Sarvabhutani kaunteya prakritiṁ jānti māmika. And when this manifestation, material manifestation is dissolved, then where does it take place? Where does it go?
当这一物质的展示瓦解的时候, 那么它去哪里呢?
He says, Sarvabhutani kaunteya prakritiṁ jānti māmika. My prakriti, my nature. My nature is manifested, and when the time is finished, that nature is kunda.
他说，我的 prakriti, 我的自然是展示的，到了时间结束的时候，这自然便收起来了。
Kalpakhaya punastani kalpadu visjami aham. In this way, at a certain interval, this material manifestation is exhibited, and again it is kunda.
就这样，在一定时间，这个物质展示是展现的，然后它又再次收起来了。
This material manifestation is sometimes it is created, and sometimes it goes into the nature of the Lord.
这物质的展示有时候是被创造的，有时候它进入神的自然。
But spiritual creation is not like that.
但灵性的创造不是那样的。
Spiritual creation is permanent.
灵性的创造是持久的。
In the material creation, everything is temporary, non-permanent.
在物质创造中，一切都是短暂的，不持久的。
Just like this body.
比如这个躯体。
This body is created. Take for example, in our personal self, we are spiritual spark. Fragment.
这个躯体是被创造的，我们自己是灵性的火花碎片。
We have several times discussed this point that we are all spiritual spark, fragmental part of the Supreme Lord.
我们已经解释过好几次了，我们是灵性的火花，自身主的碎片部分。
As we are creating our body, and it is finishing, and again I am creating my body, and again finishing.
我们创造我们的躯体。 然后它完蛋了，我们再次创造我们的躯体，然后再次结束。
That is a fact.
这是事实。
I have created this body.
我创造了这个躯体。
I have created your body.
你创造了你的躯体。
You are a small particle, atomic physical portion.
你是个小的粒子，原子般的灵性的部分。
And when you are put into the womb of your mother, you get your body and develop.
而当你被置入 你母亲的子宫中, 你的躯体成长,
everything is developing like that.
一切都是那样成长的。
Similarly, as we are developing our own body, unless the spiritual spark is there within the body will not develop.
我们的躯体在成长, 除非灵性的火花是在躯体中, 这个躯体不会成长。
This example we have given several times.
我们好几次给过这个例子了。
A child comes out. If the child is dead, no, it will not develop.
一个孩子生出来了，如果孩子是死的，他不会成长。
But if he has got life, if the spiritual spark is there, the child grows to a man.
但如果这孩子有生命，灵性的火花在那里，这孩子会成长为成人。
Similarly, the whole universe, the whole material manifestation, they are going on the presentation, on the presence of the Supreme Lord.
类似的，整个的宇宙，整个物质展示，他们是基于至尊主的存在。
As we have got our spiritual presence within this body, similarly, this universe is also containing the God's representative as Paramatma, Kirodasai Vishnu.
正如我们的灵性存在是在躯体中，类似的，这宇宙也包含神的代表 作为 Paramatma, Kshirudaksha Vishnu.
That information we get.
我们有那样的信息。
Due to his presence, the material existence is there.
基于他的存在，有着物质的展示。
Just due to my presence, the body is existing.
正如由于我的存在，有这个躯体。
And as soon as I'm out of this body, the body will go to hell.
而一旦我离开这个躯体，这个躯体便完蛋了。
Similarly, this material manifestation is due to the presence of God.
对，类似的，这一物质展示是基于主的临在。
Otherwise, there is no such existence.
不然的话，不会有这样的存在。
So, sometimes he manifests.And sometimes he does not. This is going on.
有时候他展示，有时候他不，这样进行着。
Sarvabhutani kaunteya prakriti janti mamikam. Similarly, I wound up. It goes to me.
类似的，我卷起来，收起来了，它再次到我这里。
Again, kalpakhaya punastanui kalpadu visyamaham. Then after certain interval, when.There is again kalpa.
然后过了一定的时间，到了下一个 kalpa.
Each creation is called a kalpa.
每一个创造被称为一个 kalpa.
Kalpantasthaino guna. Each creation is called a kalpa.
每一个创造被称为一个 kalpa.
So there are many kalpas. We cannot calculate what is the age of one kalpa.
有许多的 kalpa, 我们无法算计什么是一个 kalpa 的长短。
One hint is there in the Bhagavad Gita.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中给了一个暗示。
That in each kalpa, the one day of Brahma, that.